This is Monterey Bay Today from KAZU News.
With KAZU News, here's Katie Brown on this year's historic World's Toughest Row.
At 6 a.m., four teams rode towards the horizon in a race expected to last more than a month. Taylin Stulting is the first out transgender person to compete in the annual World's Toughest Row. An announcer described Stulting's team.
Mixed-gender trio from the USA, made up of queer, trans, and ally athletes.
Or the Rainbow, a team formed about 3 years ago, created a nonprofit with the same name to raise money for organizations like Athlete Ally, which aims to eliminate homophobia and transphobia in sports. In a pre-race interview, Stulting said they grew up horseback riding, which is one of the few sports that does not segregate by gender.
I was in an environment where, in some ways, gender didn't matter as much. And then when I started rowing in college, that's also around the time when I came out as trans, and it became kind of this like point of fear almost of like, I can't both be trans and row because it is gender segregated.
As they found more inclusive rowing spaces, they got back into the sport. At this challenging time for trans athletes, they wanted to spread the word that ocean rowing is for everyone.
I really want to continue uplifting that message and being that representation that I didn't have at first.
World's Toughest Row spokesperson Nikki Holter says anyone can attempt this extreme sport journey.
You know, we've had 17-year-olds and we've had a 71-year-old. We have people from all kinds of different cultures. So it just adds to the color. It adds to the fact that literally there is no discrimination in ocean rowing.
The race ends in Hanalei Bay, Kauai. Katie Brown, KAZU News.
This is KAZU News. I'm Paul Fingerote.